speaking of thunder, I forgot what it sounds like. Well, I didn't really forget, but it's just I missed the sound of, you know, working downtown and then hearing the jets practicing for the air show for Thunder downtown yesterday. You know, I'm on the phone and all of a sudden just, whoosh. I'm like, what the heck? The heck is happening? And I'm like, oh yeah, it's the fighter planes, and it's all the jets that are getting ready for the air show, kind of running their practice rounds downtown over the city last night or yesterday afternoon. It was pretty cool. So the air show tomorrow begins at 3, and we're going to be set up at Lynn Family Stadium there. By the way, you can win last minute tickets coming up in a couple hours, right around 8 o'clock. So we'll have those free tickets for you to attend the Thunder Funder there at Lynn Family Stadium. And by the way, if you don't win tickets, you can still purchase some tickets there. We're going to have a whole bunch of like concert tickets to the Yum Center to give away while we're there. So that's pretty cool too. So, you know, you can come out, hang out. There's bathrooms, which, you know, if you're a Thunder newbie, that is something that is very, very key.
Oh yeah, that's glorious. Yeah. I mean, that makes it or breaks it for me.
I gotta think that with the weather being what it's forecasted, like mid-80s sunshine, we're gonna see huge crowds downtown.
Yeah.
Because
it's probably gonna be record numbers.
Yeah, because it's the first one in a couple years, right? So
yeah.
I would imagine, you know, if you are planning on Thunder, go early and plan on just staying. Like you're not gonna be moving around much. You're just gonna be staying once you get there. So, and then of course that's kicking off the Kentucky Derby Festival, and then, you know, the following week we've got the pop concert with the homies and Kyle Hume on Friday night, kicking off at 8. Of course, that is free with a Pegasus pin, which you can pick up at any, you know, area Kroger locations, bunch of retailers there in Elizabethtown as well as Southern Indiana. So the Pegasus pin is your key to just about everything here for the Derby Festival, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Pegasus Parade is going to go down on Sunday, by the way. So just know that.
Oh, it's on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday, kicking off.
Like this Sunday?
No. Next Sunday.
But next Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, next Sunday, 3 o'clock, West Broadway to Campbell to 9th Street. So it's kind of going to go around a little bit different parade route. And then the mini marathon and marathon, of course, that is next Saturday, early in the morning downtown. Even if you're not like participating in the mini and the marathon, it's always fun to go down and cheer on the runners because it's just a huge crowd and a big old party there at Waterfront at the end. So it's pretty cool. And, you know, as a runner, I always enjoy going through campus, through U of L, because there typically has been several fraternities and sororities that start drinking early in the morning.
Oh,
and
that's great.
And then by the time you get to them, they're all sorts of lit and they're cheering and having a great time.
And they're super enthusiastic.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's so great. It's so great. So it all kicks off tomorrow with Thunder over Louisville and the air show kicking off at 3. And, of course, we'll be set up at Family Stadium. So, yeah, it's starting. Harry Styles, as it was, 99.7 DJX. Rumors of a tour surrounding Harry Styles very soon. More information on that. So that's something to be excited for on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
So I told you a show, a popular series, was involved in this little feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you because you're really bad at guessing. It's Yellowstone.
Okay.
Are you aware of that kind of show, Yellowstone?
Yeah, that's like the Wild West, like the old.
Well, not no, it's not old Wild West.
It's new Wild West.
Sure, it is Kevin Costner. And there's a lot of lassoing involved.
Not like Ted lassoing.
Not Ted Lasso, actual lassoing, like cowboy lassoing.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so a Scott County sheriff's deputy is a fan of the show. His name's Skyler. And he responded to a report of a road obstruction on I-65.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a miscommunication initially led them to think there was a sheet of metal in the roadway. But when they got there, it was actually a loose sheep.
Oh.
As in an animal.
Oh.
So he said he recognized a sheep trying to hitchhike on the interstate, which is illegal in Indiana, they said. So they couldn't contact animal control. So he used a borrowed lasso and learned the skills that he learned watching Yellowstone. He used those, and he was able to lasso the sheep's neck and escort it off the roadway.
Would you look at that?
Yep. He said it was pure luck. They believe that the sheep fell off the truck, and they have since returned it to its owner. But there you go.
Dang, a
sheep. Learned a little lasso skills from Yellowstone.
Fell off the truck.
Yeah.
I'd like to interview that sheep. Like, the heck? The heck happened, like, buddy?
Hey, where you guys going? This is bad.
Okay. You know, it's not you laugh, you lose yet, Kelly.
It's not. But that would have slayed.
Would it have?
It would have. It would have taken me out.
All right,
we'll tweet the story.
Put a pin in that Kelly for later. Show. All right. Way right around 9 o'clock, you'll have an opportunity to pick up $50 to spend at Boomba's Tap House and Pizza there in the Highlands for only $25. And we're also going to give you a gift card, $50 gift card, right around 9. Okay.
Yeah, it's Boomba's Pizza and Watch Bar.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, you can pick that up right around 9. If you don't win the $50 gift card, you can actually buy one for only $25. Pretty easy. WDJX.com. Click on Kentuckiana Deals. And while you're there, you can still pick up that golf card for like mom or for dad. Father's Day is coming up, all that stuff for only 100.
Yeah, $129. You get 10 rounds of golf, 18 holes, a cart. So yeah, it's a pretty great deal. A lot of people were excited about it. So you can get that now. And then the Boombas goes on sale at 9 a.m.
Yep. And limited quantities. So. WDGX.com. Click on Kentuckiana Deals, and it's right there. Hey, don't worry. We got another opportunity for you to win $1,000 of Ben and Kelly's $20,000 gas giveaway coming up just after 7 here on 99.7 DJX. So that's less than 20 minutes away here. Brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment on 99.7 DJX. Therese Brown was our latest $1,000 winner, so that's pretty cool. And she got $1,000 just yesterday on 99.7 DJX. So congrats to her. Your shot just after 7. All right, coming up next. Kelly, what's an outhouse? Do you know what one is?
Yeah, an outhouse is like a little shack where you can go potty outside.
Yeah, not like indoor plumbing. It's outside. There's no plumbing. You don't flush anything.
It's like an old time, you know, like porta potty.
It's like
more of like a wooden shack.
A nature porta potty.
Yes.
Okay. Outhouse fun in our Setting the Bar story coming up next. It's Setting the Bar. It's a segment that we do on the show that really sets the bar for your day very low. And you're like, well, why not have a high bar to try to achieve something?
Well, no, you know, we know so early you need kind of a small goal that, you know, we know is going to give you kind of a guaranteed win.
Yeah, even if you have a crummy day, like you find a nail in your tire or you get a speeding ticket or... you know, something like that.
It's a little bright spot you can look back on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without falling headfirst into an outhouse toilet, you're doing okay.
Headfirst?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Now,
how did that happen?
This would be the type of thing that would really ruin a person's day, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many showers you need to take to feel clean again.
So this happened in Washington State. Woman in her 40s.
Oh, God.
Accidentally dropped her phone in the outhouse style toilet.
Oh, no.
At this park, you know, nature park.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, when you do that, you can't just abandon your phone, right?
Oh, no, that is the worst. That's the worst. You're like, oh, no. How do I get it? I gotta get it.
She decided to reach in, try to grab it, and ended up losing her balance and falling into the toilet head first. Now, once she was in there, they're pretty deep. She couldn't get back out. Hashtag nightmare. But the silver lining, she did get her phone. So she was able to call 911.
Oh, gosh, it still worked?
Yep.
Wow.
And firefighters.
Technology is amazing nowadays.
Yep. Go in there and pull her out. She was pretty gross at that point. They said they sprayed her down with the old fire hose and gave her a white jumpsuit to wear and encouraged her, hey, you should probably go to the hospital, get checked out, because you were in there for a while.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, I don't want to tell anyone about this ever. I'm going home.
oh, well, and here we are. Talking about it on the radio. I think word got out. Oh, bless her heart.
Word got out.
Oh, no.
So whatever happens to you today, at least know that you didn't fall headfirst into an outhouse.
You know what? I am putting that in my back pocket, and I'm going to remember this story. Many occasions, I feel like, for the rest of my life, I'll be like, you know, anything, anytime. Anything bad happens to me, I am going to be like, you know what?
Could
never
be worse.
Fell headfirst into an outhouse.
That's right. That's right. Could be
never
worse.
Did that.
Could be worse. Oh, that's setting the bar. All right. So last night, my daughter Zoe comes into the kitchen and she's like, hey, I think I'm losing a tooth. And my wife and I are like, oh, okay. And I said and asked her, hey, do you want me to help you with that? She was like, no, I'll just pull it out myself. And
beast mode.
And so she proceeds to walk into the bathroom, come out about 30 seconds later and say, hey, look, I got it.
Oh, wow.
Hold it up in her fingers.
I must have been ready to go if it was 30 seconds.
There it is. Yeah. And I was like, wow, you did that all by yourself. Okay. And then I just started thinking, I was like, man, the last time she had a tooth that needed to be pulled, I offered my services and she said, nope, I got it. And she pulled it out herself.
Was it ever traumatic for her? Because our kids, when they were very young, the first several were screaming, crying, lots of tears, fear. And then they graduated to that point where they were just like, yeah, no, I got it. And they were yanking them out by themselves when they got a little older.
So when Zoe was really young, I would help her pull her teeth out. And she was never that way. She was all like, okay, let's do it.
Oh, wow.
And then I got to thinking, my older two, Isabella and Sophia, when they were that age, Isabella.
No problem.
Would pull her own teeth out.
Yank some teeth out. Let's do it.
Sophia, now she didn't necessarily pull her own teeth out, but she was always just like, yeah, get it. And she would let me yank it out. And I'm like, thinking back to my own youth and going, now my dad was a dentist. So it always made my heart start to beat a little faster and my palms to sweat whenever he would go up to me and say, here, let me check your teeth. And then I'd open my mouth and he'd
he's a professional. He's got special skills.
Yeah. And he'd stick his hand in there and he'd start wiggling each tooth. And you know, he'd be like, oh, that one's about ready to come out. And I'd be like, no. And the idea back then, because I had braces, and the whole philosophy on dentistry has changed over, you know, the years. But back in, you know, when I was losing teeth was, well, we're just going to yank some teeth.
Yes.
And to make room for new teeth.
I had like 8 teeth pulled, I think, to avoid having braces. And then I had braces for 5 years.
Right. Exactly. And yeah. So in order for me to even get braces, they pulled some teeth. And so.
Yep.
And so that was the mentality, and it struck fear in my eyes.
Right, because there were shots and, like, you know, tools involved in that.
And I'm thinking,
fire-looking things, yeah, no.
And I'm thinking of how much I complained and I cried and I just threw a temper tantrum whenever. The whole idea of losing teeth came up.
No.
And I was thinking last night as my daughter walks in holding her tooth in her hand.
Beast mode.
Like, what? Yeah. What? I don't know. Is this a generational thing that they're just like, they've got a little thicker skin when it comes to their bodies and they're just like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to take care of that, Dad. I'm just
Well, the first several were like traumatizing because, yeah, it was fear of the unknown a little bit. But, you know, now, like in their later years, they were just like, yeah, nope. Oh, look at there. That one fell out.
Yeah. And so I'm just like looking at my daughter going, wow, okay.
Pretty amazing. Very resilient.
This is a thing where I would have never.
Yeah.
Never.
Nope.
But they are of a different ilk, I guess. But beast mode
now,
for
how
sure.
How did Elizabeth handle it? Maybe she was better. Maybe she's cut. They're cut from her.
You know what? The more and more they grow and the more they mature, I do feel like they have a lot more of my wife's, like,
traits.
Gusto yeah. and resilience and things like that built
Elizabeth
into them.
Strikes me as someone that could yank out her own teeth out of her face and it's fine.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Like, I think that's a conversation that honestly she and I have never had with one another.
Ask her today.
Oof, I don't know if I want to approach that.
How did you handle yanking your own teeth out? Yanking your own teeth out.
So anyways, it's 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, feel good stories. And then I want to throw a question your way. If you were to create a dating questionnaire, what is one question, like a dating questionnaire before you went on a date with someone?
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and let's get to know each other before we even decide if we want to show up and meet each other in person.
What is one question that you would need answered? Ben and Kelly's $20,000 gas giveaway, making winners, Therese Brown.
Oh my gosh, did I win the $1,000?
Yeah, you won $1,000 in gas.
Yes!
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 Oh my God!
Enjoy it!
Oh my gosh, thank you so much! That is so cool! Oh my gosh!
Therese!
I can't believe it!
Believe it, Therese!
Thank you so much!
You're so welcome. Go ahead. Tell them exactly how you feel. What just happened?
Hey, this is Therese, and I just won $1,000. Woo!
There you go, girl.
That is how you win, by the way. Oh, wow.
All right, another chance for you to get in to win $1,000 worth of free gas with Ben and Kelly's $20,000 gas giveaway brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment. Coming up here in less than 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's a feel-good story.
Now, this is kind of an amazing, I guess, generosity on both parts.
Mm-hmm.
A guy fixed his friend's son's guitar for free. And he's like, no, I'm insisting on doing something. And it ended up being a very, 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 very big something.
Feel good story coming up here in just a moment. But this might be even a feel good story. Ed Sheeran there is releasing his new single, Two Step, today, featuring Lil Baby. Now, the video for Two Step is kind of haunting because he filmed the video in Kyiv, Ukraine before the Russian invasion.
Wow.
Yeah, and actually writes at the beginning of the video, I filmed the video for Two Step in the city of Kyiv, Ukraine before the devastating acts of violence started to take place. It was my first time visiting the country and I felt so welcome during my stay there. Everyone from the production crew to the many people I met across my days off Ukraine is a proud and resilient country, and I'm grateful to have had the chance to film my video there. I stand with Ukraine and will be donating my record royalties from YouTube streams of the video to the DEC's Ukraine humanitarian appeal. So any of the royalties that he makes from the video are going to go to the Ukraine humanitarian appeal.
So the more you watch it, the more money you're helping to raise.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Oh, and here, let me play a little clip of that, by the way. Ed Sheeran, Lil Baby, Two Step. Sounds
that's
like
good.
I was gonna say, man, Ed is
that's
not
an instant banger.
He is not missing right now.
No, he's not.
Hear that, by the way, on New Music Friday. We'll be playing that throughout the day and weekend. Ed Sheeran, Lil Baby, Two Step on 99.7 DJX. And if you want to see the video, by the way, WDJX.com, click watch right there for you, up on our homepage. All right. Another feel good, Kelly.
So we go to Massachusetts, where a guitar store owner named John refused to accept payment for his friend Eric, who brought his son's guitar in for repair.
Okay.
So John fixed the guitar for free because he knew Eric's son had a health issue earlier in the week. So he insisted, Eric insisted John take at least $40 for the repair. John still said no. So Eric said he's going to buy two $20 instant tickets. If I win $1 million, we're going to split it. Within an hour.
Oh, man.
They were on their way to lottery headquarters.
Get out.
When one of the scratch tickets hit $1 million.
$1 million?
The big prize.
Dang.
Like, crazy. Dang. So Eric took the cash option of $650,000 before taxes
uh-huh.
and is going to be splitting it with John, as promised.
Dang.
Right?
That is awesome.
That is fantastic.
And way to, like, stay true to your word.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. So we'll tweet out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so group therapy. She's getting ready to go out on a first date with a guy she met on a dating app this weekend. All right?
And he sent her something. And now she's kind of like, do I even go?
Oof. Did he send her a D-pic?
No. It wasn't that.
Just wondering.
It wasn't that. Who does that? No.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Here's dessert. No, that's not. No.
Dessert?
No. No. No, no, no.
Is that
nothing like that?
Is that the caption that you should put when you send one of
those?
That's
what it was. No, don't do that. That's a very big example of what not to do. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Or a very small example. You know, I don't know. To each his own, I guess.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the message says, hey there, Ben and Kelly. I met a guy on a dating app, and we're going on our first date this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, he sent me a short questionnaire to fill out to get to know me better so that he can figure out how many common interests we have. And there's built-in conversation starters if it gets boring.
Oh, gosh.
So he asked me things like, which movie from the Marvel franchise was the best one, in my opinion?
Mallrats.
Oh, my God. That is not a part of the Marvel universe, sir.
Stan Lee's in it.
No, it's not superhero Marvel universe.
Sorry, we digress.
What's my favorite Taylor Swift song? And then he put in parentheses, anything other than Picture to Burn is wrong, LOL. Okay. He asked about the last show I binged. Mm. And if I was a fan of either The Office or Parks and Rec.
Ooh,
automatic 100,000 points.
Dang. Okay. Yeah. Good.
And then he even threw this curveball in. How many kids do I want?
Oh, wow.
Like, that's a little bold for a first date. Am I right? I don't know whether I'm put off by this or not. One of my friends thinks he's really attractive. The other one doesn't. So should I ghost him this weekend or do you think it's cute enough to give him a shot?
Okay, well, does she think he's cute? I mean, like, what's the hotness slash crazy scale here?
I'm assuming she thinks he's cute enough to go on a date with, like, she was going to go on the date until, like, the questionnaire made her question it.
Right, yeah, I don't know if it's Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, I don't know what dating app she met him on, but yeah.
I'm sure there was a picture.
Probably, yes, exactly. Probably she saw his picture and was like, oh, okay, yeah, this looks like a good guy.
I think the idea behind it is cute. First of all, it's already showing that he's putting effort into it. Which is, I've been on a date before where we drove around for 2 hours because he had no plan on where we were going to go eat.
Oh.
We were just trying to figure it out
for
2 hours. That did not result in a second date. So I like the fact that he's showing you put effort.
The one thing I didn't like about what he said was, in case it gets boring, don't assume that a first date will be boring. And maybe this guy, because to me, that is the most... I guess, I don't want to say troubling, but thing that causes me to question him.
Like, he's already not expecting much.
Yeah, he's already not expecting much. He's probably been burned before or been on some dates where it's boring. And maybe it's him who's boring, you know?
It could be.
Right.
And so maybe this is helping him to be less boring.
I don't know.
It helps him try to come up with ways to keep the conversation going or how to start it.
Also bold to go on a first date on a weekend such as the one we have coming up. So, hey, but, at least we'll be able to get a follow up, you know, pretty quickly.
I'm hoping, yes.
Yeah. So does anybody have experience with this? Because I've never it's been a long time since I've actually dated.
But... Well, I remember there was a viral story of somebody like doing this and posting it on TikTok and they ended up like together.
Okay. So
it worked.
Does anybody have experience with answering questions before going out on a date? And then maybe the better question, if you were creating a dating questionnaire, what would be the one question you'd need answered?
I think, being completely honest, if I were to do that, I needed to know, do you believe in God?
Oh, okay.
Like, that's going to be, because I did date someone that did not, and I kind of knew, well, that's kind of has no future.
Right.
That's
right.
A very big fundamental difference there.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, good one. All right. 502-571-9970. All right. Group therapy. She got a questionnaire from a guy she's going to go out on a date with, well, seemingly this weekend for the very first time. And she's like, is that just weird, like weird, or is that cute and should I give him a chance?
I think it's cute. I think it shows that he's already putting effort mm-hmm. into it and wants to get to know you.
Yeah, and so...
And I think that's great.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think this is... I think the only thing that really made me question him as a person was he said, if it gets boring on the date. But I don't think that's reason to just scrap and ghost him, you know, and
that
not show up
like
on the date.
That could have been like an attempt at a joke.
Yeah.
And now there are a couple of things that stood out in the comments of everybody that's chimed in about this.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is... Why are you putting so much weight in what your friends think about how attractive he is? Do you think he's cute?
Yeah.
Are you attracted?
Right.
And number two, why would you even consider ghosting anyone because it's mean and hurtful?
Now, Valerie says, due to my past relationships, this questionnaire he made gives me a vibe that he would be controlling. I say, do not waste your time going on the date.
Oh.
I don't know. I think you should go. I think you should go. And so then we were asking, look, if you were dating or if you were going out on a date with a person for the first time and you had questions that you wanted answered before you started your date, what would they be? And Lakeisha, she wrote in with an interesting situation that she and her husband on their first date.
Yeah, she said, on our first date, my hubby asked me to tell him the worst thing about me or my life that would make him want to walk away before the dinner even started.
Dang!
That is deep.
That is bold.
His ex-wife had successfully scared away every girl he's tried to date since their divorce, and mine was, well, I'd gotten into some trouble, could possibly go to prison.
Oh, dang.
Neither of those things happened, but it did make for interesting first date conversation. And obviously now they're married, so it worked out.
Well, you know what? And props to Lakeisha for keeping it real and like not skipping over that one and
not sugarcoating it. Yeah.
Right. Just going in full bore. Like, all right, well, if you want to roll up the sleeves, let's do it, you know?
Yep. Rachel said, in this day and age, it's actually a lot of effort that he's putting in already. Don't be a boob. Give the guy a chance. He may be your soulmate, and it could be the cutest story to tell one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth said kind of the same thing. I love this idea. Maybe a little cheesy, but he's planning ahead. Go on the date, no matter what. Don't ever ghost someone. It's so childish and inconsiderate. Be an adult. Use your words. Jared says the same thing. Don't ghost him. But you should probably just let him know you aren't interested, because then he can find someone better. Why does it matter if your friends find him attractive or not? And then Jennifer, she had some experience with this. I went on a date with a guy who brought a baggie with questions and slips of paper on it. We sat in the car while waiting for a table at the restaurant and took turns answering them.
Oh,
it was different
fun.
And fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, took effort on his part. If you aren't interested now because of some questions and you're shallow, be an adult and tell him you've changed your mind.
Okay, so I think we're all on the same page here. Let's go out. Let's, you know, throw caution into the wind and do it.
I like him. I think it's cute.
Yeah. So go out this weekend. Follow up with us on Monday. Let us know how it went. And
also, stop putting so much, you know, stock in whether your friends think he's attractive or not. What matters is what you think. Are you attracted to him? Also, never ghost someone. It's impolite and rude and mean.
Yeah, don't make Kelly mom you again, okay?
Yeah, I will. I will mom you.
All right, that is group therapy. All right, we're going to play a game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Kelly, what is this game?
This game is a fun little story, and it either happened when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult. You just got to figure it out.
Yep. Let's say hi to Tara, calling us from Hillview. Hi, Tara.
Good morning.
All right, so Tara's got brown hair, drives a Pontiac Grand Prix, was a really good flute player growing up.
Oh, talented. That's an interesting fun fact.
I know. And she is taken. Sorry. She is in a committed relationship and will not accept any advances from any unwanted solicitors.
Okay, great.
Okay, so don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Hi, Tara.
Hi.
She's already regretting her life choice.
She's like, why did I agree to do this? Why did I agree to do this? All right, so little kid or drunk adult. You heard how it's played. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I did a baseball slide that ended up taking out a display at the grocery store.
Baseball slide took out a display at the grocery store. Little kid or drunk adult, Tara?
Little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid. Kelly, what do you think?
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Okay. Kelly says drunk adult. You say little kid. What is it?
I was still drunk the next morning.
Oh, drunk adult! Dang!
Wow. Right,
Tara, officially you're 0 for 1, but let's find out what...
That's something my kids would do.
They better never. All right, what happened?
It was January 1st a few years back, and we had all partied all night. Next morning, we went to restock the supply, and when we got to the grocery store, I, for whatever reason, decided I would show off my baseball slide in the produce aisle and ended up taking out a display of black-eyed peas that came crashing down. Oh, no. We were told to leave or deal with the cops.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so 0 for 1 so far, Tara. Let's get these next two, all right?
Okay.
Little kid or drunk adult?
I accidentally ruined Christmas and I knocked over the Christmas tree.
All right. Accidentally ruined Christmas by knocking over the Christmas tree. Nice. Little kid or drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah, I think drunk adult.
All right, you both say drunk adult. All right,
yeah.
What was it?
Okay, I was drunk.
Yes. You are right.
Like,
drunk.
I can't be blamed. I was drunk.
All right, I was drunk at the time. All right, what happened?
And we were playing charades. The whole family was. It's a big tradition, yada, yada. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So I was playing charades with my family. It was Christmas Eve. I was very committed to my Rockette act out. It was a production.
Sure, right.
But I didn't pay attention to where I was in relation to the tree.
Mm.
And I kicked it over. It's like a 10-foot live tree.
Oh.
It just topples over, the star, the lights. Everything.
Wow. Okay. Tara, that's never happened to you before, has it?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No.
That's good. I feel like if it was a kid, they could forgive the kid. I mean, accidents happen.
All right. Last one. Let's see if you can round it out with a win. Okay, Tara?
All right.
Little kid or drunk adult?
While walking down the aisle with over 200 guests at the wedding, I ripped a loud one that echoed through the church.
Oh, gosh.
Little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
All right, you say little kid.
I think that's a little kid, too.
All right.
No adult would do that on purpose.
All right, what was it?
I was a little kid.
Oh, there you go. Yes, little kid. I mean, come on, right? All right, so how did that all work out?
I was the flower girl at my cousin's wedding, and at the time, I was 4, and we didn't realize I was lactose intolerant.
Oh, no.
And I had a big bowl of cereal for breakfast, and the milk did me in. It's still talked about to this day, and I'm now 25.
Okay, well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, bless your heart.
When something lives with you for 21 years, you know it's a good story. Right, Tara?
That's a lot.
Yep.
Kind of like your flute playing, yeah?
I regret saying it.
All right. Well, Tara, you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
I think she's still regretting her life choice.
She really is. Do I have to
now hang out with these people in person? I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Hang on a line a quick sec. We got to get a little bit more information from you. Hang on.
How mortifying. Working
in 21 years, it's still talked about. Hey! Remember
one time you farted at the wedding?
All right, that's Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
What I really want.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. And I'm feeling good, Kelly. I'm feeling really good today.
About what?
Just the day. You know why?
Why?
I got Wordle in 2 moves.
I hate you. We've gone so long without hearing you talk about Wordle.
I'm telling you what.
It was glorious.
I'm telling you what, Kelly.
It's such a vacation from Wordle.
There is no greater thrill in your life than when you see all 5 of those green tiles flip over one after the other after your second move. Your second move.
No.
First one I got. I got only 1 green tile and 1 yellow tile in the very first one, and I managed to get all 5 in the next. Oh, Kelly, I'm feeling good. I can be I'm unstoppable today. Unstoppable.
Great. Awesome. I'm happy for you. You know what? I'm unstoppable, and I didn't have to worry about anything like Wordle.
Hey, is your son still doing it?
I haven't checked in with him.
Okay, here. Next time I want to talk about
one time.
He and I need to have a conversation instead of you, all right?
I'll give you his number.
Okay, cool. Maybe we can talk Wordle. Fun conversations about Wordle. All right, coming up next.
Hey, Jake, it's Ben. I need to talk to you about Wordle.
All right, did you get it in 3? I almost got it in 2, but I ended up getting it in 3.
Oh, my God.
There's no way I got that one, man. Well, because the one before, yesterday's, I got it in five. It took me five to get it. And so I was a little bit like...
Did you feel like a massive failure the rest of the day? Did you just quit the day? I would have just quit the day and just gone home and said, you know what? I don't deserve to finish out the day because I couldn't get Wordle in less than five.
No, only two times when I've not been able to achieve Wordle in six tries have I felt like the failure, okay?
And then you quit the day?
No, I didn't quit the day. I was just like... Oh, well, you know, I guess nothing worse can happen. All right. So, hey, coming up next, it's a feel-good story.
Oh, gosh. By the way, Gretchen said our family has a group chat where we just post our Wordle scores and pump each other up.
Same. Gretchen, you and me both. Like me and my brother and sister-in-law and my mother-in-law. And, we're all in this group chat and we're all like post our Wordle score and pump each other up and be like, oh, you know, and come to each other's
next time.
I know. And come to each other's aid. You know, if there are those moments when, you know, they don't get it after six. So.
Do you give anybody any hints or is everybody like, you got to do it yourself?
I got to be honest. And this is something that I am very impressed by. The internet has this unspoken rule of no one ruins Wordle for the other person because, again,
so there's no spoilers. You've never found spoilers.
I've never found spoilers. I'm not looking for spoilers, but people aren't openly posting spoilers where I am. So it is kind of the unwritten rule where, you know, the same word that I'm playing for is the same word that you would be playing for and the same word that my dad in Seattle would be playing for. You know, it's
probably best I
word.
Don't play because I feel like I would be the one to post the spoilers because I like to help.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you not play?
If you're struggling today, guys, friends, I've got the word for you. I'm going to help you because I love you.
Feel good story about the what happened in Scott County and the skills learned by watching TV coming up here in just a sec on 99.7 DJX. Justin Bieber and Dan and Shay. Remember their song 10,000 Hours?
Well, yeah, we played it incessantly on the show. On the station for a while. Yeah, that's the one. Monstrous hit.
Yeah, and these lawsuits that come around, it is so tough with the internet being what the internet is and being able to have archives and all that stuff, but they're now being sued for copyright infringement for that song, right?
Uh-huh.
So it claims that they stole portions from this song that's over 40 years old.
40 years?
Yeah. It was originally written in 1973, but then performed in 2014 called First Time Baby is a Holiday. And so now they're, and this is a clip of that song. First time. Sure, you can kind of hear the chord progressions being similar, but yeah.
Maybe, but I find it hard to believe that song would be on any of the current songwriters' radar.
Well, and so anyways, you know, and Ed Sheeran just won a lawsuit.
He did, and he kind of put out the statement just saying, like, hey, listen, there's only so many chords out there.
Right.
And so they're bound to be duplicated along the way when you're trying to come up with original songs. And he was talking about it like was something like 60,000 songs or something, you know, hit streaming platforms every day.
Right.
It's just kind of insane to think that you can be, you know, up to date on every song that is out there and has ever been out there to make sure you don't replicate any part of it without permission.
Yep. All right. Kelly and I are both married.
Been married for a long time.
Yeah. I ran across this quiz on BuzzFeed and it's a McDonald's quiz. Like basically what your order will predict when you're going to get married or when you did get married. And apparently it is shockingly accurate. All right.
All right. Let's do it.
So I figured we'd put it to the test. All right. So first off, before we start, what age did you get married?
I was 33.
All right. 33. I don't know. I was 26. All right. Okay. I had to write it down.
Am I going to need a calculator for this?
No, 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 not okay, at all. Okay. Not at all. Not at all. All right. So, what do you want for breakfast? Do you want a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, egg McMuffin, sausage, egg, and biscuit, McGriddle, hotcakes, or fruit and yogurt parfait?
McGriddle.
All right. What do you want that comes in a bun? A Big Mac, fish filet, hamburger, McChicken, cheeseburger, or quarter pounder with cheese?
I'll do quarter pounder with cheese.
All right. Well, what about something sweet? Vanilla ice cream cone, sundae, McFlurry, milkshake, apple pie, or some cookies?
I'll do milkshake, chocolate.
Mm-hmm. How many nuggets do you usually order? 4, 6, 10, 20, 40. I don't like nuggets.
Well, I typically don't order the nuggets, but I would choose 6.
Okay. What about something to drink? Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, Fanta, milk, chocolate milk.
Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Thank you for making me not read all of those. This McDonald's quiz will tell you when you're getting married. When do you usually eat at McDonald's? Early in the morning, around lunch, sometime in the afternoon, around dinner, usually like at 2 a.m.?
Afternoon.
All right. And finally, do you share your fries? Always. It depends on who I'm sharing with. Touch my fries and you're dead.
It depends.
All right. Oh, it said 25 for you.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm way missed that mark.
Well, maybe that's when you should have gotten married. It did take a little longer for Kelly. So, you know, maybe. All right. Let's try me. All right. This quiz literally takes 40 seconds. We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Wait, did we determine that my choices were immature or something? I don't know.
So for me, what do I want for breakfast? Bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, egg McMuffin, sausage, egg, and biscuit, McGriddle, hotcakes, fruit and yogurt parfait. I'm picking the egg McMuffin. It's really a toss-up between the sausage, egg, and biscuit or the egg McMuffin for me. If they would have said a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, I probably would have chosen that.
I would have picked that, too.
Yeah, I would have picked that 100%. But yeah. Since they don't have that, I'm going to go ahead and go egg McMuffin as my next. So something on a bun, I'm going Big Mac. Something sweet. I'm going milkshake too. Got to do it. How many nuggets do I usually order? Don't necessarily order nuggets, but when I do, it's probably going to be 6. 4 doesn't seem like enough. Something to drink. I'm going a McDonald's Sprite because a McDonald's Sprite just hits different, you know?
It does. It does taste different.
I eat McDonald's sometime in the afternoon. And do I share my fries? Well, I always end up sharing my fries. Oh, dang, it says I'm supposed to be getting married at 21.
Oh, wow.
21?
That's
okay.
Young.
Both Kelly and I have already blown this quiz up.
Way out of the water.
That it is not accurate at all.
Nope.
This quiz is bogus.
Throw it out.
It's
trash.
Literally, it touted itself as the most accurate, shockingly accurate quiz you'll ever take.
Nope, and it's not shocking or accurate at all.
Maybe we are just...
Right, that's fun.
Maybe we are just savants, Kelly.
Could be. So, although I feel like you got married at a more, like, mainstream time. Like, mid-20s seems very typical.
Yeah, but it seems like it. McDonald's told me, hey, you should have gotten married younger.
I feel like people in general have been getting married later because they start their career first, they do some things that they want to do, check some boxes off before they settle down. I feel like, isn't that the trend? That has been the trend for many years now.
If you want to see the quiz, you want to take it for yourself, see how accurate it is for you. Just go to go to at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. We've tweeted that out here for you. On 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. It's You Laugh, You Lose. The game where Kelly and I try to make each other not laugh. The first person who does loses here on 99.7 DJX.
Do you think any of the comedians are going to use any of our jokes on stage?
Absolutely not.
I think they should.
We are all going for this You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy, which is
so pretty.
Yep. Has been adorned with tinsel and is steadfast.
It's probably a little dusty at this point, but that's all right. She still sparkles. Who has her right now, by the way?
I don't know. I'll just go ahead. You know, we go, losers go first. I'm assuming I was probably the last person to lose, so I'll go first. All right, you ready?
Okay, all right, all right, all right, all right.
You're lying, you're
lying. Wait a second. Or...
I'm not going to laugh. All right, ready?
Uh-huh, yes.
Kelly, some quick stats for you before we get into the jokes.
Okay.
United States is placed 18th for math. Yeah. It sounds bad, but, you know, I'm just glad we hit the top 10.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
I asked my friend Sam to sing a song about an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sam sung.
Good phones.
There you go.
You know, some advice for you, Kelly. What do you do if your son keeps biting on wires?
Ask him to stop.
No, ground him until he conducts himself properly.
Good one. Better way to phrase it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Wife says to her husband that three women in her office got flowers and they're gorgeous.
Mm.
Husband said, that's probably why.
Is Google male or female?
Not sure. How can you tell?
Well, female, because it doesn't let you finish a sentence before making suggestions.
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Husband walks into a pub with his wife. Bartender asks, would you like a beer for your wife? Husband says, it sounds like a fair swap.
Oh. You know, yesterday I went for a walk with a beautiful girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when she noticed me, we went for a run.
Uh-huh. So you were chasing her? Cute. What's 6 inches long, 2 inches wide, and makes everyone go crazy?
Well, I know what isn't. Sorry, what?
It's a $100 bill. What were you thinking? Get your mind out of the gutter, sir.
You know, Kelly, as I get older, I start to think about all the people I've lost along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think maybe I shouldn't have become a tour guide.
Sounds like you're massively bad at your job, sir. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's invisible and smells like worms?
What?
A bird's fart.
Kelly, my wife came home, told me her gynecologist recognized her at the supermarket.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, I suggested she start wearing longer skirts.
Yeah, yeah. She should do that. She should.
Yeah. I knew that wasn't going to work.
Oh, did your wife give permission for that one?
I mean, probably not. She doesn't listen anyway, so it's all good.
They're going to see her at the grocery store now and be like, you're not wearing a skirt like Ben said you do.
All right, you laugh, you lose. You get the trophy. Congrats.
Yes. Good, because I had more fart jokes.
Oh, good, good, good. We save them for next week, okay?
I will.
All right, so you laugh, you lose, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club on 99.7 DJX.
Gas from Southern Indiana Equipment and 99.7 DJX.
So we're beginning to experience the last couple weeks of high school for my older two daughters, Isabel and Sophia. They're getting ready to graduate from Ballard. And we had a senior awards last night. And, you know, it was, you know, in their big arts complex. And they invited a bunch of the seniors that were going to get, you know, recognized and stuff like that, ahead of graduation here at the end of May. And so, you know, we're there and, you know, there's all these just brilliant, bright students that are being recognized. And, you know, my daughters get a couple, recognitions. But then it winds up that they, along with a few other students, get announced as valedictorians.
What?
I know. And I'm like, dang,
did
girls.
Were they expecting that?
They thought it might be the case that they might have a possibility of that because one of their teachers maybe tipped them off to the fact that that is a possibility. But
so
like,
both of them got it?
Yeah, both of them got it along with several other students. But yeah, I mean, they're going to wind up graduating with a GPA over 4.0, which is insane to me.
Wow. They got extra credit?
Well, it was because they took AP classes, you know? And those are college level classes and they're on a 5-point scale. So, yeah. And I'm just like, dang. All right. That's cool. And then tonight is their first prom, their senior prom. And, you know, the first time that, they've even had the opportunity for prom because, you know, prom wasn't a thing last year or the year before. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they were able to have it before they graduated.
I know.
I feel so bad still for the kids the last couple of years that just missed out.
I know.
You don't
know.
Get that back.
So yeah, they're going to go and do their prom tonight. And my one daughter, Sophia, she actually found a dress that was exactly identical to the dress my wife wore to prom back in like the 90s.
Get out.
Yeah. So she was looking for like vintage kind of dresses and came across this dress. And my wife was like, hang on a second. That looks like my dress.
Does it have like puffy sleeves and
no,
lots of sequins?
Because no, it didn't
that's what I was rocking.
No, it didn't have any of that. But okay. she pulled up a picture and she was like, look. And she was like, oh my gosh, it is the exact same dress. And,
wow.
And so Sophia got it and it fits her perfect. And it's just like, wow. And then my wife is making a prom dress for my other one, Isabella. So,
oh my goodness.
I know. So that's kind of exciting and everything. And I know, it's like prom, and then it's graduation.
Those are some big life moments hitting you.
I know.
In the next couple of months. And then, oh, my goodness.
I know, and then it's college, and it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And still, I sit there, and I go, okay, when I drop them off at college, I shut the door, and I say, bye, see ya, and because they're living on campus.
Yes, and I'll just be like 20 minutes away.
And I drive away. I still think to myself, do they know what they're doing? Like, have I as a parent at least given them some foundation to which they can make decisions on their own?
That they can start conducting their own lives.
I know. It's
yeah.
It's wild.
No, I don't know if I'm ever going to feel confident about that, but I have a new appreciation since becoming a parent.
Right.
What my parents went through. Mm-hmm. First of all, moving me 2 hours away to college.
Sure.
What that must have been like. And then literally my parents, they'd cried for 5 hours once they moved me here to Louisville and then left me in my first real life job as a young adult.
Oh,
and they just cried for 5 hours the entire way. I'm like, I can't even. They left me like with a couple $100 in a new checking account I just opened. We went to Sam's Club with a U-Haul, bought a couch and a TV, put me in an apartment and then drove away. And it's just.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would. How did they do that?
I know that this. I had the same feeling when I moved to Terre Haute, Indiana, for the very first time, and I went to Walmart on a Saturday night just to buy like things like a trash can for my apartment and stuff like that. And I was just like, "Are you? What did I do?
How do parents do that?
Yeah.
I'm not prepared to do that. My kids are going to live in the basement.
So, yeah, just I'm going through some life stuff right now, you know?
It's big life stuff.
It's crazy. Our setting the bar story here in just a quick sec that you can literally see from space. So, you know you're in trouble when the thing that you do is visible from space, right?
That sounds large in scale.
Yeah, it really does. Giving away some free pizza at Boomba's. Angela, you win.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to give you $50 for you to enjoy Boomba's pizza and watch bar in the Highlands.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so
and start my Friday.
There you go. Any big plans for you, Angela, this weekend?
Yeah, heading to Thunder.
Isn't it going to be crazy? I think it's going to be absolutely crazy because...
I do too.
It's going to be nice weather and the first real Thunder in like 2 years. So I think people are going to be nuts.
I'll be on the Indiana side because my dad works over there. So I've got really good seats on that side, but yes, it will still be crazy, but very excited to take my two boys. It'll be their first time ever seeing Thunder, so.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah, we used to do Thunder for years over on the Indiana side, so yeah, that is a great place to view Thunder. So, Angela, congrats. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's going to have fun. It's going to be a great weekend for weather. So get out and enjoy.
Yeah, we'll be at Lynn Family Stadium. It's going to be Lynn Family Stadium's first Thunder. So
we're breaking it in, as you like to say, putting our stank on it.
Yeah, we're going to christen it in our own special
way. Yeah,
we'll
see if we're invited back next year.
Oh, I'm sure we will be. Okay, setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without setting a fire that had flames so high you could see them from space, you know, to cover up your shoplifting, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a domino effect. Bad choices.
Yeah, started at a Home Depot there in California. Dylan, he allegedly decided to shoplift, then lit a fire as a distraction to walk out of the with a cart full of thousands of dollars worth of tools.
Oh, dang. Oh, wow. Like, you know what? They're going to be tending to that. They're not going to see me just waltz right on out of here with all this good stuff, all these new tools.
Yeah, it gutted the store, caused $17 million in damages, no injuries, thankfully.
Oh, gosh.
And
oh, my.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's not a one-time, like, spur-of-the-moment criminal. He's stolen from Guitar Center and from Bass Pro Shop and all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, the fire was so large, it could be seen from space.
Holy cow. That's a lot.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, specifically 45 pairs of Levi jeans, a keyboard and guitar, and 14 pairs of sunglasses from Sunglass Hut.
He's in his first rodeo.
What a menagerie of stuff.
Yeah, well. So,
maybe he's, like, starting his own store, and he just needed some inventory, and didn't maybe go to business school where you learn how to buy that stuff instead of steal it from other people.
Yeah, he's like, how am I going to turn a profit if I have to buy that stuff?
I mean, it's a valid question.
Yeah.
But turning to a life of crime is not the answer.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without, committing a crime that can be seen from space by setting a fire that, you know, to cover up your shoplifting, you're doing okay.
Oh, I feel like Dylan's going to spend many, 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 many years behind bars.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dylan, you know, that's setting the bar. First, the sample from Fergie Glamorous there. It's First Class on 99.7 DJX. So this is a big weekend kicking off. Thunder kicking off the Kentucky Derby Festival. We, of course, as we said earlier, are going to be at Lynn Family Stadium for the very first time. Hopefully not the last time, but
should be a lot of fun. So come on down, get your tickets if you haven't already.
Yeah, for sure. And then next week at this day, next week, we'll be getting ready for the big pop concert with Kyle Hume and the homies. Hitting stage right around 8 o'clock. So that's going to be fun and introducing them. So we'll be out there. So high fives. And of course, it's free with a Pegasus pin. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome sauce. It's going to be a lot of fun next couple of weeks. Buckle up.
Yep. Mini marathon, Running Wild Expo, the Pegasus Parade. And then, you know, then Derby Week we got to deal with. So all sorts of stuff happening. And we'll keep you updated at WDJX.com. But yeah, anything from the show that you missed today that you want to maybe go back and listen to, or you caught it and you just want to share it with your friends, you're like, holy crap. Okay, you got to hear this. Just go to WDJX.com, click on listen, because the group therapy, the whole dating questionnaire thing is very one-sided, I think.
Yeah, I feel like hopefully she's going to hear all of the comments and change her perspective on how she's kind of looking at this. And just, you know, anyone else that she might choose to go on a date with in the future. She seems to be putting a lot of stock in what her friends think as far as how attractive they are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was also considering ghosting him. So I think we've all kind of said, hey, ghosting is not a great practice to get into. It's hurtful. It's mean. If you're not interested, just tell them.
Yeah. And so we told her, hey, go on the date and we'll find out or get an update, I guess, Monday. And so, guys, hopefully you have a fun, safe Thunder. It's going to be nuts, and it's going to be great weather for it. So if you see us out at Lynn Family Stadium. Make sure you come up, say hi, fist bumps, high fives, all that fun stuff, because, you know, we love meeting you.